Ever found yourself saying, "I'll do it tomorrow," only to repeat the same phrase the next day? You're not alone. This isn't just a modern problem or character flaw. It's hardwired into our neural architecture. At its core lies a battle between two major portions of your brain: the limbic system, your lizard brain, and the prefrontal cortex. The limbic system, one of our oldest brain structures, seeks immediate pleasure through dopamine release and avoids anything uncomfortable. Meanwhile, the prefrontal cortex handles rational planning and decision-making. When you procrastinate, your limbic system essentially overwhelms your rational brain. The anticipation of pleasure from checking social media triggers dopamine release, creating a powerful urge that your rational brain struggles to override. This manifests through impulsivity, acting on passing desires without considering long-term consequences. This impulsivity has four key characteristics: urgency, feeling compelled to act immediately; lack of premeditation; lack of perseverance, easily abandoning tasks requiring sustained effort; and sensation-seeking, craving novel activities. Before making decisions, try the HALT method. Check if you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, as these states significantly weaken your resolve. Remember that your prefrontal cortex can be strengthened like a muscle through consistent practice, gradually improving your ability to resist impulsive procrastination. We all procrastinate differently and for different reasons. Understanding your specific pattern is essential for developing effective countermeasures. There are five distinct procrastinator types. The thrill seeker deliberately delays work to experience the adrenaline rush of last-minute deadlines. Like Lawrence, who creates presentations only the day before launches, these individuals enjoy the pressure of racing against time. The avoider postpones tasks to escape judgment, fearing both failure and success. Success brings guilt about past underperformance and pressure to maintain standards, as seen with Nicole avoiding her charity project despite caring deeply. The indecisive procrastinator delays to escape responsibility for negative outcomes, like Mike, who fails to submit his training program draft, claiming more input is needed first. Perfectionists procrastinate because their impossibly high standards create paralyzing dread. As long as they don't start, the task retains potential perfection, demonstrated by Sheena, who can't begin writing her novel for fear it won't match her vision. Busy procrastinators appear constantly active but accomplish little, jumping between projects without completing any. These types respond to different triggers. Some react to external activities, while others to mental, emotional states that drain motivation. Which one sounds most like you? Newton's first law explains why starting is difficult. Objects at rest remain at rest without external force. The 2-minute rule overcomes this by committing to minimal initial effort. Instead of exercise for an hour, commit to put on workout clothes and do one push-up. This small start naturally extends into a complete session. Newton's second law, F equals MA, shows both effort magnitude and direction matter. Focused attention maximizes productivity, while multitasking divides your force. The third law reveals productive and unproductive forces constantly battling within us. Rather than powering through and risking burnout, eliminate unproductive forces by reducing commitments and simplifying your environment. Focus on reducing friction and leveraging momentum. Start with tiny steps requiring minimal force, then let momentum carry you forward. Despite our belief that more choices lead to better outcomes, excessive options actually paralyze us. When faced with too many possibilities, we experience buyer's remorse or become immobilized. In a famous experiment, shoppers were more likely to purchase jam when presented with 6 options versus 24, despite initially being attracted to the larger display. This paradox explains why we procrastinate on complex decisions or projects with multiple approaches. The fear of making the wrong choice becomes overwhelming, like Buridan's donkey starving between 2 identical hay piles. To overcome this paralysis, establish clear decision-making rules. focus on critical factors, set time limits, select a default option immediately, and embrace satisficing rather than maximizing. Satisficers accept good enough options and move forward, while maximizers exhaust themselves seeking perfection yet end up less satisfied. Research shows maximizers often achieve better outcomes but report lower happiness and more regret. When approaching projects, select a reasonable approach quickly rather than exploring every possibility. You can adjust later, but imperfect action beats perfect planning. We've been thinking about motivation all wrong. Most people wait for motivation before acting, but the truth is opposite. Action leads to motivation. When you begin working, the work itself generates momentum and meaning. This principle applies to confidence too. Taking action creates experiential confidence based on real evidence. I did it and it was fine. Versus the weaker, I haven't done it yet, but I think it will be fine. Setting extremely low thresholds makes tasks easy to begin. For example, commit to writing just a single heading rather than a complete report. Focus on process rather than product. When we fixate on the final outcome, tasks feel overwhelming. Breaking work into small chunks helps avoid feeling overwhelmed by the big picture. When we slip up, self-forgiveness is crucial. Research shows students who forgave themselves for procrastinating on one exam procrastinated less on the next. Instead of dwelling on problems, adopt a solution-focused mindset to break the cycle of guilt and inaction. Prevent procrastination with structure and strategy. The STING method provides a framework. S, select one task. Choose a single, small task. T, time yourself. Set a limit to create urgency. I, ignore everything else. Eliminate distractions. N, no breaks. Maintain focus within your time frame. G, give yourself a reward. Enjoy something pleasurable after completion. Temptation bundling combines obligations with immediate rewards, like watching your favorite show while exercising, satisfying both instant gratification and long-term goals. The Eisenhower Matrix helps distinguish between urgent and important tasks. Important tasks contribute directly to goals with serious consequences if skipped, while urgent tasks demand immediate attention but may not deserve it. Proper categorization focuses your energy where it matters most. Colin Powell's decision-making principle states you need 40 to 70% of relevant information before acting. Below 40% is shooting from the hip. Above 70% risks analysis paralysis. Seeking 100% readiness is merely procrastination. Large tasks feel like facing a torrential downpour, too daunting to begin. The solution is breaking them into tiny, manageable pieces that take minutes to complete. Instead of finish 200-page report, create micro-tasks like choosing fonts or drafting one sentence. People postpone action with excuses masking fears. Now is not the right time. Timing is rarely perfect. I don't know where to start. You don't need to see the entire path. And I'm not good enough. Reframe as I'm not good enough yet. Parkinson's law states that work expands to fill available time. Creating artificial time constraints forces focus on crucial elements while avoiding unnecessary complexity. Overcoming procrastination isn't about perfect productivity. It's about recognizing when it's holding you back and having practical tools to break through. The difference between achievers and dreamers is simply the ability to start.